Are you ready for a growth spurt? Well, I've got one for you today. 1 to 2 times a month, I'll give you a short message that I am calling a growth spurt that will help you narrow in on our focus of the month in ways that are bite-sized and super applicable right away. So let's jump on in. Hello, I am very excited to talk to you today about goals, but maybe not in the way you think. This is not going to be something that makes you feel worse about what you do that way. But let's set the premise here. The stage is that we are a podcast and a community that focuses on progress over perfection. And because of that, we tend to talk a lot about how to move forward, how to grow, but without being so hard on yourself. And this is a question that I sometimes get from people, whether they're my coaching clients or my Strive Hive members, or even just on Instagram in our community, when people will kind of ask, so should I have goals? Should I have dreams and ambitions? Or is that bad? Like, is that too much stress on myself? Does that make it so I'm just like only going for an outcome and that I am a little bit too perfectionist minded if I have goals and dreams? And the answer in a nutshell is no. And in fact, you do need goals and you do need a vision. But perhaps maybe you've just been doing it wrong in the past. So let me first just talk about the why we do need a vision, why we do need goals. A vision of where you want to be and of who you want to be is essential to being a human being. Kathy Heller was on my podcast last year. She is an amazing podcast host and coach for people who are trying to create work from their hobbies and their passions. And she was on to talk about how to see more in yourself. But she said this, she says this quote at the beginning of every episode. She says, "I believe the opposite of depression is not happiness, it's purpose." When I think of purpose, I think of having more of a vision of who we want to be, not what exactly we want to do, but who we want to be. So having a vision, in other words, a purpose, a destination, a goal in mind, is essential to being a human being. I think that we feel the most not like ourselves when we are feeling directionless. In my own life, have felt the most anxiety ridden or depressed or hopeless when I don't see a point to the things that I am doing and working on. So knowing where you want to be is not only necessary to growing, I also think it's a foundational part of who we are as humans. I believe that our souls long for growth. I believe that that is the very makeup of our souls, our bodies, like everything is moving towards growth and change. We have to change, or we don't just stay stagnant, we wither. And I've done some other growth spurts on this too. So having that vision is what inspires us to aspire for greater. So again, having a vision, having goals, having some knowledge and purpose about where we are headed inspires us to aspire for more. But now let's talk about why it maybe hasn't worked for you well in the past. So let's say that you struggle with goals because in the past they have not worked for you. And I get this because that was me for years as the former perfectionist who was the type A achievement-oriented perfectionist who had very big, very specific and outcome-oriented goals and got burnt out from that, not just burnt out, but mentally and physically and emotionally and spiritually dead from that way of living. Then I went the opposite way, the other side of the perfectionist pendulum swing that we talk about here, where I became the underachieving perfectionist, where goals, that wasn't something I did for years. Having a vision in mind, aspiring for something greater was terrifying. And I honestly can tell you that just like when I was the perfectionist, like the stereotypically, what we imagine as the stereotypical perfectionist, like driven by goals and feeling still vacuous inside because I was doing it differently and wrong, I felt the same when I did not have goals. I felt also vacuous and like I wasn't living out a real life. So there needs to be a balance with having a vision and goals in mind for ourselves. There definitely needs to be a balance to this. And I'm going to walk you through that so you can understand this better, because I will tell you, I truly do make goals now. And yes, they are specific, and yes, they are aspirational and just beyond what's, you know, seemingly to be easy to do. They push me and they inspire me to aspire for greater. But there's a balance to how to do this. So let's just quickly cover some reasons why maybe goal making wasn't working well for you in the past. And this is super brief. I actually am in the middle of preparing a whole free class on this that I'm going to do in January. Just a heads up, I'm not advertising anything right now. There's no way for you to sign up or anything. But this is me just kind of getting my thoughts out there. The first reason why goal making or aspiring for greater didn't work for you in the past is probably because it was too hard. You made it too difficult. You went right for like light years ahead of where you are, or you had it based off of what someone else was doing, whether it's in your neighborhood or in your family circle or on the internet. It was just too hard. Your goals definitely need to be a stretch, but not a snap. They need to push you, but not break you. So perhaps in the past, your goals or your visions that you had for yourself were just too hard. The second reason is they were too specific. They were too like, I will floss 5 teeth a night, or I will eat this many fruits and vegetables in my lunch every day. Like sometimes when you get way too specific, it's not based in reality. The truth is, in order to optimize our lives, and that is something that is so essential to the work I do here. We're not perfectionists, but we're optimizers, which is why I am in the Optimized Coaching Group right now. That is how I'm getting certified under the Optimized Coaching Program. Anyway, that's why I love it so much. It's because it's built for the context in which we live, which is reality. So we have to aspire, but we also have to be flexible in the application because we are humans and we live on Earth, and none of us will ever be perfect. So because of that, we can't be too specific in our vision and our goal, although it's good to have some specificity. Is that how you say that? Specificity? Nope. Anyway, you need to have some specifics, but sometimes when you get too specific and also too aspirational, that's why it hasn't been working for you. The third reason why is because you are too achievement-based in it. You have focused more on the actions and the outcome that you want more than the transformation. In short, you're focusing too much on what you want to do and not enough on who you want to be. That is why identity work is a foundation to everything we do with About Progress. I love to teach organization. I love to teach productivity and habits. But guess where I start with all of those things? Back to your identity, who you want to be. So if goals haven't been working for you, many for years or just recently, it's because you are basing it too much on an outcome, an achievement, instead of who you want to be. An example of this is like when you're going to run a race maybe, and you say, I have to hit this very specific time, 3 hours, 42 minutes on this marathon. And if you are so achievement-based there and you don't get it, like I must get this specific time or I'm a failure, then you are missing the transformation that lies in the process of training for that race. How it stretches you, how it pushes you, how it teaches you, how it's helped you grow and create, you know, more tenacity and more perseverance than you had before then. And if you say you get 2:43, well, then you've made yourself set up to feel like a failure. Now, that might be different if you're an elite athlete. This is just more of an example, but we've got to be careful. Again, there's a balance to this, to not make it so achievement-based that you miss the transformation that really lies in the process, not the outcome. And I know you can hear my kids in the background. It's okay. It's late at night and our two-year-old doesn't like to sleep. It's okay. Brad's taking care of it. So again, I'm going to teach way more on this. This is something that I'm really passionate about. I just want to tell you now that you have this in you, this desire to grow and to progress. And that's good. And it's worthy. And we need to honor it. And as part of that, I want you to have a vision of who you want to be. Now, I know that 2020 has been the craziest year. I know that a lot of what we wanted to do and who we wanted to become this year has been, you know, tossed out the window. And that's okay. But I'm also going to tell you that it's good and necessary to still have a vision of where you want to go in 2021 and who you want to be. So just a little heads up of what's coming for you that way. I know I'm going to be teaching a free class with Sari Payne. In fact, we just spent we spent 90 minutes tonight planning out a free class we're going to do. I'll announce it in a couple weeks. Make sure you're on my email list so that you can see that. It's a free class. We're not selling anything. It's going to be great. So you can sign up for my newsletter by going to aboutprogress.com/go-getter. And that way you'll be able to see when that free class is coming out. And we're going to teach you a lot more about how to set yourself up, how to have a good foundation, an inner foundation, at the end of 2020, so that you can then go make really good goals and have a really good vision for 2021. So look for that. And then again, in January, I'm going to teach you more about specifics about how to create really good goals. And we'll go even deeper into what's not been working and how to make it work better for you. And again, I don't know when that date is. It's not announced, but if you were on my weekly go-getter newsletter, then you will get first dibs on that. So aboutprogress.com/go-getter. And by the way, if you love to learn about progress but aren't making very much of it, you need a community. That's what 2020 has taught us more than anything, I think, is having a community of people who get you and also push you to do more is essential. And with the Strive Hive, we've got that for you. And the great thing about it is it's fun and it's inspirational and it's motivating. It's not another place that makes you feel worse about yourself. It's a place that helps carry you forward and makes you even better. So if you love to listen to the show, you will love the Strive Hive. Not only do we go deeper with every single episode each week in our weekly Hive Time chats, but we also have monthly masterclasses with experts that you care about. And we have a whole do something focus where we are constantly working on taking action, not just learning, but it's a big part of what we do together, but taking action and actually changing together with the community. So you can sign up by going to aboutprogress.com/strivehive. Again, that's aboutprogress.com/strivehive. And that's STRIVE, hive, HIVE, like a beehive. We would love to have you in the Strive Hive. I'm so grateful that you listened today, and it was fun to just kind of share the thoughts that I've been having today and for a couple weeks, and I can't wait to expand more on that soon, both with the free class with Sari and another free class I'll be doing in January, so stay tuned for that. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you soon. Remember, life is about progress, not perfection.